You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind, and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through, and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews, and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection, and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Have we forgotten what healthy relationship boundaries are since we had the COVID pandemic? How are your relationships recovering? And what challenges are we now seeming to face? My name's Amanda Nelson, and this is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. And if learning more about what healthy relationship boundaries are and which ones are important to you at this phase in your life, well, if this is something that interests you and that you feel that you or someone you know would benefit from knowing about, well, please stay tuned. I'm delighted that you're here. Now, if you asked me to write out a list of all of the, call them behaviours, that identify a healthy or an unhealthy boundary within a relationship, how many do you think would be on that list? How many items would be on that list? I sat down the other day and actually came up with a list of over 20 different items for that list that I feel represent a kind of healthy or unhealthy boundary. Why would I do this? Well, I actually had a client that asked me to do this because growing up, they didn't feel that they ever had healthy relationship boundaries around them. They had no point of reference. And it was clear to me that when I was chatting to them, that it would be really useful for them to have this list. Not only to have the list so that we could work through it as part of a therapy session, but also so that they could have this list. So if nothing else, they could know what was on the list. Because as they said to me, they didn't really know whether there was something about a healthy boundary in a relationship that because of their upbringing, well, they never got to learn it. So I thought, well, actually, I'm going to go out on the energy grids and I'm going to have a look around and see how relevant this might be. And sure enough, there was a ripple of vibration, a frequency that was traveling through the infinite energy grids, which is very much about people searching for healthy and really being able to spot and remedy unhealthy boundaries, interactions in their relationships. I don't know about you, but I found that people do seem to be a little bit more short-tempered at the moment. I'm finding that when they're driving, they're not quite as courteous as they might used to have been. I'm sure you might have examples that you'd be able to share with me. And I wonder whether this is also part of that healthy, unhealthy relationship boundaries. Where do we feel that our boundary ends and another person's begins? And do we feel it's okay to be able to say to other people, actually, this is something that's meaningful for me in a healthy relationship. It represents a healthy relationship from my point of view. And therefore, I'd be grateful if we could include this in our relationship. And of course, there's the other part of it, which is how do you start having those conversations in the first place? So in my show today, I'm trying to cover as much of these as I can in the space that I have. Really, what we're talking about is what do you feel are behaviours that are acceptable or unacceptable to experience in a relationship you're in? And that can be a relationship with yourself, and it can also be a relationship with other people. Which ones are important to you in your relationships? Has it all got a little bit blurred and you've kind of drifted off course? So my desire is to create to weave a fresh boundary of healthy energy strands into a flexible, resilient framework for you today. I want to release and unravel the energy strands or unhealthy energy strands so that that particular framework disappears. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, your energy fields, all of them, create a filter, and energy moves through that filter and then turns into things that you experience. So whatever you're experiencing has to have come through those filters first. Every single filter, whether it's the auric field or the electromagnetic field, or if it's your shielding, for example, or your manifestation field or more, everything that you're experiencing and connecting with in the third dimension has to have been through the filters and the processes of those energy fields first. Otherwise, they would not be with you. And if you had, from a very early age, let's say, filters that were put into your energy field, woven into your energy field because of the experiences and the relationships that you had, then the filters you have, unless you've done significant work on changing, you know, unraveling the filters that have been woven, then those filters predominantly will still be in place. And when you reach a point where it's important to you to work on healthy boundaries, it's usually a time when that filter really needs a bit of a shakedown. It needs unraveling, it needs releasing, and a brand new one would be wonderful, wouldn't it, to put in place. What's wonderful about these particular energy strands, these vibrations and frequencies, you can actually choose them. There are some energy fields where you can't really make choices. This one, I believe you can. And so by bringing into your awareness all the different choices that you have, this list that I've put together, that means that then you can sit there and say, how do I feel about this particular aspect of what could be considered to be a healthy or an unhealthy relationship? And if I consider it to be unhealthy, is it unhealthy for me? Or is it unhealthy for my relationship with myself? Is it unhealthy for me with my relationship with others? And then when you've decided on that, when you've made your choice, because it's very much about choice, then it's a case of thinking through how you would like to approach establishing or re-establishing a particular healthy boundary with the people in your life. In my experience, that's the slightly trickier bit, because unless they're also creating a list of their own and being mindful of that list, then they might not be as open to talk about you changing your relationship boundaries unless it's something that they are already very aware of themselves. Again, I was talking about this with one of my clients, and I said, perhaps if you do choose to do this with your partner or anybody in your family, then perhaps what you could do is you could work on your own relationship boundaries individually in a different, you know, away from one another, and then choose on the first day to talk about one person's new boundaries. That might be you. And that the other person who's listening says, all I'm going to do is listen. I'm not going to try and defend. I don't feel as if you're accusing me of anything. What you're doing is stating to me what your boundaries are. And then the second day, you take on the role of the listener, and they then tell you what all of their boundaries are, what's important to them. And then on the third day, what you do is you decide at what point your boundaries can meet. And that's often a case of, you know, what are your red lines? The red lines that you simply don't want people to cross, the boundary that you're not happy for anybody to cross in a relationship. And they can do the same. And then the rest of the space is all about that wiggle room for how to really make your relationship work. And you could make an agreement. You could say, well, this suits me for this phase of my life. But perhaps if something happens dramatically in my life, I'd really like the opportunity to come back and say to you that because of this event, things have changed and that you'd like to go through the entire process again with them. So energetic boundaries, they create this framework for a healthy or an unhealthy relationship dynamic. And I want you to think of healthy energetic boundaries as really flexible frameworks rather than rigid ones. These flexible frameworks, they create a balanced, open structure. And then within that structure, everything else can be included or excluded according to what maintains the greatest percentage of balance. It's always about balance with energy. Now, unhealthy energetic boundaries are inflexible frameworks. They're rigid often, they're inflexible, they create an unbalanced, closed structure. And it follows then that things that become closed off can feel very locked within these structures. And it creates challenges to adapting and introducing beneficial changes. It creates a closed energetic loop that can't release and is out of balance. And so that really is what we're trying to change. And our desire for these healthy boundaries ought to be an expectation in most of our relationships. It's not always the case, though, and I observe that when there is a repeating unhealthy dynamic that surfaces in relationships, it may be because the person has never learned about the healthier form of that dynamic. And as well as applying energetic corrections in the energy field, it's also important for me to list as many dysfunctional aspects of an unhealthy boundary and share that with my client, for example, and then they have it as a list. So my aim in whatever work I do, especially in sessions, but also in my show for you this week, is to achieve two things. I want to provide you with a written list of what's generally thought to be a healthy or unhealthy dynamic in a relationship. And then I want to invite you to look at the items in the list and decide for yourself what a healthier version of that would be for you in your life and what that could mean. So remember, all the time, these boundaries are energetic structures, and the structures lead to confidence, calmness, and resilience. A poorly structured energy field doesn't do this. A poorly structured energy field disables you because it searches for a means to gain control. And that's usually from a feeling of lack or a feeling of fear. And fear, as we know, is full of flight and fight and freeze responses. Control is tighter and inflexible energetically, whereas a well-structured energy field enables you to be more confident, calm, flexible, and resilient. So healthy boundaries, or unhealthy ones as well, they come in many shapes and sizes. They're going to be present in your relationship with your loved ones and your family, your colleagues, long-term friendships, or even brief acquaintances. And it can be present within your teams, your groups, your communities. You can't see these energy boundaries, but they are there. You'll feel them. And you also have healthy and unhealthy boundaries in your relationship with yourself as well. Boundaries provide a sense of expectation about levels of respect, dependability, support, durability, trustworthiness, intimacy, longevity, and those sorts of things. And it's important for you to be clear about what you consider to be a healthy boundary for you. This isn't something that somebody else has shown or taught you. I'd like you to sit and think about what you consider to be a healthy boundary for you. So you're going to be able to use my list as a starting point if you need to. I'm sure there are things on the list that I might have missed, but at least this will give you a good start. Though healthy personal boundaries are important, you can choose for them to have a degree of flexibility. I don't want you to feel these are set in stone. Flexibility is all about flexibility will depend very much upon which boundary is being flexed, all right, and to what degree you're happy to flex that boundary. Boundaries that you consider to be healthy should be always present and consistent in every moment of every relationship that you have. The thing is, when we're in relationships, though, boundaries can become a bit blurred, can't they? They can become eroded. It can be that they were never there in the first place. So whenever I go to look for the energy vibrations that are associated with healthy or unhealthy frequency structures in an energy field, where I go, there are a number of different energy fields that I will always go to first. These are my go-to places. So it will definitely include your electromagnetic field, because that's all about perception. How safe do you feel in this universe? I also typically have a look in the lower seven layers of your auric field, because they're sensory, but they include things like your limiting beliefs, those thoughts that trip you up, how easy or difficult it is to make choices and decisions. And they cover things like the lower levels do. They cover things like how you feel about your relationships, whether you want to attract or repel things that are happening in your life, those sorts of things. And then these boundaries are also found, these frequencies are also found in your energetic shielding, you know, your spiritual, your psychic, your emotional, mental, physical, sensual, cosmic, the extraterrestrial energies, the quantum energies, those shields which are all there, you have them. It will definitely be moving through those and influencing those. And also in your energetic spins, in how you give and contribute or how you receive and accept. And I also always check in the chakras, because there may be a wounding in the chakra from a relationship dynamic at some point. And also in the little spinning nadis, the manifestation field, use an interdimensional being and you in the timelines as well. And it's likely that I will also need to check, just in case those little resonances have found their way into the bone structure, especially into your spinal vertebrae, because they may also then require some releasing and letting go and adjustments to bring that part of your structure into balance. I mean, these aren't the only places that I find it, but most often this is where I find these healthy or more likely to be unhealthy relationship dynamics. So because boundaries often become blurred in energy fields, it's not always possible to identify the origin of them. And actually, I think that sometimes, because our relationships are so embedded in us, in our energy field, it's probably not worth pointing a finger and saying, oh, this is me, this is somebody else, I'm going to blame. This is not what this is about at all. What we're doing is we're saying, up until today, up until you heard about these items in this list and you decided to refer to them, up until this point, that was a relationship dynamic, a set of boundaries that you had, but that you're no longer going to allow yourself to have. You're no longer going to choose those to be your boundaries. And you're going to set about this phase of your life, changing, embracing, balancing, improving those unhealthy boundaries and changing them into something that feels like an awful lot more healthy for you.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Boundaries are important for creating and maintaining healthy relationships, for protecting your own well-being and fostering a sense of self-respect and self-worth. It's never too late to work on establishing and enforcing healthy boundaries in your own life. My name is Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. And today we're talking about boundaries, healthy ones and unhealthy ones. Every individual has their own set of energetic boundaries. That means that you have your own, and the person you are in a relationship with has theirs as well. So when you and another person come together, you could say that a third type of boundary is then created. It's created as parts of the two separate energy fields interconnect. It's the power of three. In every relationship, there is yourself, the person you're in the relationship with, and then you both as a couple, if you like. This also happens within groups. So within a group, a relationship group, there is you, then there's each other individual within the group, no matter what size it is, and then there's the group as the whole unit. And so this is the way our boundaries work, and the boundaries are switching in and changing and morphing according to who we're with, whether we're by ourselves, whether we're with our family, whether we're with our friends, whether we're at work. And boundaries are important because they're all about creating and maintaining relationships. But what we would like to know is, what feels like a healthy relationship to us? What is a boundary that we feel is really relevant to us? Because until you do that, you don't know how to look after yourself energetically, certainly. But it may be that you don't know how to choose a healthy relationship for you. You're looking for a way of protecting your own well-being, perhaps. Maybe what you're looking for is a sense of self-respect and self-worth. It's never too late to work on establishing and enforcing healthy boundaries in your life, but you just need to know what they might be. Now, before I go through this list, may I just say, if you do talk to somebody else about this, you can't be responsible for how anybody responds when you express what you feel is a healthy boundary for you. It's a really important understanding in how healthy boundaries work. And to respect somebody else's healthy boundary or what they feel is a healthy boundary is part of this. So then, let's have a look at what unhealthy personal boundaries could be. These are behaviours mostly, and they refer to a lack or excess of limits or guidelines that an individual establishes for themselves in relation to their thoughts, feelings, behaviours and interactions with others. It's quite a thing to say, isn't it? Okay, healthy boundaries. So let's have a look. I'm going to describe this as an individual because, again, we're not pointing any fingers. What we're saying is these are the things that we recognise as unhealthy in relationships. And if you'd like me to send you this list, just drop me an email, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com, and put in the subject header that you would like the list of unhealthy energy boundaries, and I will send them over to you. Okay, then, let's have a look. So any individual, it might be you or it might be someone you have a relationship with in the past or in the present, can actually have unhealthy boundaries. So what are these? Well, let's start with assertiveness. Unhealthy assertiveness energy strands in that framework of the relationship boundary in your energy field, they create a diminishing energy in our relationships. It's usually when an individual has come to prioritise pleasing others over themselves, you know, over their own needs, even at their expense of their own well-being sometimes. And that individual may struggle to set clear consequences for others when their boundaries are crossed or recrossed, leading to, lack of accountability and a kind of continued boundary violation pattern, until finally the boundary collapses and they are completely diminished. So examples of this are when you're prevented from saying no or prevented from sticking up for yourself in a relationship to the point that you finally give up trying to. And another example is when an individual stops asking for help or support because they learned not to, or they have some kind of fear that asking for support would leave them feeling that they had appeared to be vulnerable or needy. You know, something as simple as being told that big boys don't cry can close off what was a really healthy, assertive boundary. And an individual may prioritise the needs of others over their own, neglecting their own physical, emotional and mental health sometimes. And an individual may struggle to set clear consequences for others when their boundaries are crossed. You know, those uncrossable boundaries become crossed and there is no consequence. And that leads to a lack of accountability in so many ways. Another expression of an unhealthy assertiveness boundary is where an individual begins to make excuses to defend another person's unhealthy boundary. They make excuses for why that person has unhealthy boundaries, justifying why they cross their own individual boundaries and think it's okay. They sort of justify it in some way to make another person accept or excuse some kind of disrespectful treatment and behaviour that is taking place. And diminishment here can also be feeling the need to censor or control their or somebody else's actions, thoughts and feelings. So the next set would be under the heading, I suppose, of unhealthy privacy. Unhealthy privacy energy strands in the framework of the relationship boundaries relate to too much or too little private or personal information being shared. It can be their own information, or it might be information that is very personal and private to someone else. And it's also relating to how quickly that information is shared. Does the person immediately start telling somebody else all sorts of private information, maybe even inappropriate information to share with someone that they don't really know? Are lines being crossed here? And how soon in a relationship should we be sharing intimate information, sensitive information, secure information or private information? This can also, a version of this, can also be where people tend to pry, they try and find out that information. So how soon in any relationship should we be being asked to share intimate, sensitive, secure or private information about ourselves? Unhealthy privacy boundaries can show themselves too when an individual pries into somebody else's personal life, or it may spill over that individual feels it's acceptable to disregard another's actual personal boundary entirely, such as going into their personal spaces, maybe touching them in a way they don't wish to be touched, interrupting or talking over them when they're speaking, giving unsolicited comments or advice without being asked, taking or using their possessions without prior consent. Unhealthy privacy energy strands, not good. Unhealthy boundaries where an individual becomes overly dependent upon someone else for their self-esteem and therefore their need for a constant stream of external validations is also an important unhealthy energetic strand in the energy field. These people, they need a constant stream of external validation to create a feeling of completeness in themselves somewhere. It's like this validation is used to fill an empty space. So they'll seek out external validation and rely less and less on their own opinions of themselves, their own feelings about themselves. And ultimately, they will place their self-worth and self-belief on the external validation that they do or don't receive. Unhealthy boundaries relating to an ability or an inability to give and receive constructive feedback is another thing that I find in the energy fields. And I most often find these unhealthy energy strands in the energetic spins. They're related to giving and contributing or receiving and accepting. So how do these ones show up? Well, an individual may become defensive or angry when someone else provides constructive criticism. And rather than hearing that the feedback may benefit them in some way, they simply react to the feedback as an outright criticism. And at the polar opposite of this, just for contrast, you can get individuals who feel completely unable to give feedback, any kind of feedback. They're just struck dumb, they can't find the words, or they feel that they're unable to speak up to establish a boundary or feedback a comment. They simply can't find the words to express themselves. Perhaps they fear a backlash if they speak up at all. So what else is there? Well, difficulty with intimacy. and healthy intimacy energy strands in the framework of the relationship boundary. An individual like this may struggle to form close and trusting intimate relationships with others because they fear, or they have a fear that's rooted in some kind of a past trauma, or it's associated with real vulnerability. This often meets up with energy strands which relate to a fear of abandonment. I find them in the framework of the relationship boundaries as well. This individual may become overly attached to others and fear being abandoned by them, and the result can be observed as a clingy kind of attachment style. It's definitely a closed circuit. It might also show up as unhealthy behaviours like extreme jealousy when there doesn't need to be as well. And other expressions of this fear of abandonment are that individuals may even choose to abandon others prematurely before they can become attached to them. Or at the opposite end of this, that an individual may choose to stay even in a failing relationship, because they don't wish to be the one that would ever be seen to abandon someone else. So what's next? Well, the next is permeable boundaries. Permeable boundaries in the framework of the relationship fields. So permeable boundaries, these are openings that permit something to pass through that ought to have been blocked and stopped. I often find these energy strands in the energy field of an individual that never really learned what healthy relationship dynamics were when they were young. They simply never had the boundaries shown to them as a point of reference. These openings are the blank, unclaimed energetic spaces. Boundaries didn't form or were not fully established or ever maintained.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Work-life balance also comes into these unhealthy energy strands in the framework of the relationship boundary. So this individual may struggle to maintain clear boundaries between their work and their personal life. Perhaps their work is an escape for them. Perhaps they don't differentiate between their role at work and themselves as a person outside of work. Perhaps they see their work as having greater priority than any personal relationship does. Next, I would be looking at manipulation, unhealthy manipulation energy strands in the framework of the relationship boundaries of an energy field. So this person may use mental, physical or emotional manipulation to control others in order to get their own way. So rather than respecting another person's boundaries and the decisions that that person has made, they try to manipulate them into the choices that ignore that person's healthy boundaries and adopt their healthy boundary instead. And then finally, the last in my list relates to emotional dysregulation energy strands in the framework of the relationship boundaries. And these emotional deregulation refers to the inability of any person to control or regulate their emotional responses to triggers and other kinds of, provocative stimuli that they encounter. And these don't actually have to be real. These triggers and these stimuli may be something that they themselves have presupposed. Maybe they've even invented them. So any one of us can, of course, become dysregulated in this way when triggered enough. But this individual struggles to manage their own emotions. They become easily overwhelmed or overreactive in response to any stress or conflict, real or imagined. And it means that you may have to tread on eggshells in these relationships for fear of them being triggered in some way at all. Okay, so that's enough of a list for today. Now, as I said before, if you'd like this list to print out, send me an email. It's amanda@futureselfenergetics.com, and I'll be happy to send this list over to you. It would be my pleasure. So think of healthy boundaries as an energetic framework rather than a closed set of rigid guidelines. These boundaries will have a structure, and then on that structure, everything else can be built quite flexibly. It is much harder to introduce healthy boundaries at the start of a relationship than it is to introduce healthy boundaries further along the road, especially once habits and routines and expectations have been established in that relationship already, and both partners are more emotionally invested in that established boundary structure. But if it feels a little late, don't worry. Introducing boundaries at any point is still better than waiting until relationships have broken down completely. Just go slow, make good choices with the people that you already know, and start to work on the boundaries with them first. Choose the people that you can trust when you open up with them. I'm sure you'll know who they are. But before you speak to anyone else, I'd really like you to take 5 important steps to honour your own healthy relationship boundaries. And taking these 5 steps will bring confidence, calmness, flexibility and resilience to the energy systems that I've been talking about today. Honouring yourself first enables you to attract relationships with people that are worthy of you. So the 5 things then. First, I'd like you to identify your boundaries. It's really important for you to take some time by yourself to reflect on your own needs, your own values, and what your boundary limits are, what constitutes a healthy or unhealthy boundary for you. And then identify areas in your life where, for this phase of your life, you may need to re-establish and reset clearer boundaries. And part of this is for you to be able to establish which are the boundaries that have got a bit of wriggle room, which are the ones that you're happy to be flexible about, and which are the boundaries you are simply not going to flex. And don't do anything just to please someone else. That's not what this list is about. Apart from you, you are the person we're pleasing first now. Only do things that you want to do and when you're ready to do them in this list. Second, communicate those boundaries. Find someone that you really, really trust. And once you've identified your boundaries, start introducing them. It's important to communicate them clearly and assertively with others. Now, with friends, you could say, I listened to a really interesting show on UK Health Radio. Amanda Nelson was talking about how we can establish healthy and unhealthy boundaries in our energy field. And I've been looking at this list and I've been working on it to create my own set of healthy boundaries. It's likely that your friend might say, oh, I'd be interested in looking at that list. And then you could say, oh, it would be really interesting for us to share that list with one another and see how we feel, see what we feel is right. So when you're sharing those lists, use I statements to express your needs and limits. Don't ever say you, because if you're in a relationship with someone and one of your healthy boundaries comes up that you want to instate, you don't want to say, you know, you always do this and that made me think that this was a boundary that keeps getting crossed. We don't want to do that because in some ways it targets the person. But what you can say is, I feel that this particular healthy boundary is really important to me. When I'm talking, I feel it's really important that I'm not interrupted until I've finished what I'm saying, because when I'm interrupted, I feel that someone's not listening to me. That then diffuses things. It's not used as a veiled kind of way of attacking or criticizing somebody. It's actually about No, I'm telling you what I feel. I feel this is really important to me. Do you feel it's important to you? Remember that nothing in your list actually is set in stone. Everything's going to be flexible, and every relationship, after all, is different. And I think part of being able to then communicate those boundaries to other people means that you can judge how flexible you can be in any given relationship that you have. Except, of course, and I keep saying this, except, of course, when you have certain things in your list of healthy boundaries that you feel you can never accept, in which case that's non-negotiable. And you can, with love, also let people know what your non-negotiables are. I think enforcing those strict non-negotiable boundaries is really important. It's important to follow through on your non-negotiable boundaries and hold others accountable if they do get crossed. And the reason for this? Well, it's that if there is no accountability, if others are not held to account when they cross your boundaries, then they may feel that you aren't actually as serious about those boundaries as you said you were. Next, fourth on the list of the five practices, I'd like you to practice some self-care, really good self-care. Make sure that it is in amongst everything that you're doing. Prioritising self-care such as, I don't know, anything that promotes physical and emotional well-being, well, it can strengthen your sense of self and enables you to reinforce those healthy boundaries. And then finally, it can be really helpful to seek support from trusted friends, family members, professionals such as therapists or counsellors. Remember, establishing healthy personal boundaries takes time and practice, and it's important to be honest. It's important to be patient and compassionate with yourself throughout this process. And it's important to establish healthy personal boundaries in order to maintain healthy relationships in your life. It will contribute to helping to protect your mental health and your well-being overall, and also to maintain a sense of self-identity and that all-important autonomy. Healthy boundaries are about creating and maintaining frameworks and systems in your energy field that create structure. And that structure is there to enable confident, calm, and resilient vibrations to move through the energetic filters and be created in your material world. That's it for another show. I'm so glad you joined me here for the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio this week. I present the Future Self Energetic Show every week on UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you again soon. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy fields, you can only up-level. Focus then on improving the quality of your energy field all the time, whenever you can, because it does have the potential to positively change everything.